AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A manhunt is underway this morning in Hattiesburg, Mississippi for two brothers who are wanted for killing a police officer who stopped them and another who responded to assist the dead officer.
Be on the lookout for Curtis and Marvin Banks. They are considered to be armed and dangerous. If anyone has any information on them, to please call Hattiesburg Police Department or Crime Stoppers or the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation.
Lieutenant John Traxler says the Banks brothers are 26 and 29. The murders in Mississippi occurred on the day a police sergeant shot to death last Tuesday was buried with honors in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Police say they have found several people dead after shots were heard in a town in northern Switzerland. All of the dead are adults. Here at home, coastal Carolina is bracing for a surprise. Senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown is tracking Tropical Storm Anna.
It's moving to the north-northwest at about 5 miles per hour. We expect the storm to cross the coastline somewhere near the North and South Carolina border early Sunday morning.
A judge in Eastland County, Texas, says a storm that spawned a tornado killing one person in the town of Cisco and destroying several homes doesn't appear to be letting up.
We're continuing to have a lot of rain, hail, lightning strikes. We continue to see a possibility of tornadoes coming back into Eastland County.
A militant video purports to show Taliban fighters with a surface-to-air missile claiming they used a similar one to shoot down a Pakistani helicopter that was carrying diplomats. Joy Air, a Chinese carrier, says one of its planes has veered off a runway, injuring 5 people in southeastern China. This is AP Radio News. They showcased their views Saturday at a conservative Republican forum in South Carolina, but AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports many of the presidential hopefuls kept their focus on President Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, who would like to succeed Obama when he leaves office.
The Citizens United Freedom Summit was a chance for the 2016 hopefuls to make their case, but their themes were actually similar. Senator Ted Cruz.
We have seen the consequences of the Obama-Clinton foreign policy.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
I worry about Obamacare.
Senator Marco Rubio.
At home, there's questions about whether the American dream will survive for much longer. You have millions of people now living paycheck to paycheck.
And Carly Fiorina with her eye on the Democratic frontrunner.
Unlike Hillary Clinton, I am not afraid to answer questions about my track record or my accomplishments or my principles.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.